But tooling improved over the years. I'm going right back now to the early days, where they would tighten up the crankshafts. The piston engine crankshafts were in two pieces, and they'd be held together by a great big bolt. And these bolts had to have a sort of certain tension. And they were on, you know, it was a beautiful material, and the bolts were made of really first-class material. And it all had to be tightened up to colossal amount. Not so much a torque, but to the amount the bolt stretched by virtue of tightening up. So it had to, in tightening, it had to stretch so many thousandths of an inch. And the way to tighten these to begin with was with a great big spanner. You'd never seen anything like it. It was the spanner, it was about the length of this house. It was a huge spanner. And they'd sort of stand way back, probably about 10 feet or more. No, more. 15 feet, probably. And all get on this at one end and all sort of turn the thread and chappy there with his micrometer measuring how much the bolt was stretching, and that was it. But after that, they introduced a gearbox, which was putting a lot more pressure on the bolt, you know, for a lot less pressure in for the spanner. So that was something. Talking about crankshafts, there was the piston engine had a thing called a Salomon damper, which if you look it up on the internet, it's still, you know, it's still up. It's a damping device, which is part of a flywheel, and it amounts to a slot in the crankshaft with this big ball bearing, probably about 3 inches diameter, at least. I don't know, actually, got a big ball, and when you start the engine, or when it sort of hesitates or something, instead of putting a huge loading on the shafts, this ball would sort of move forward a bit and relieve the loading, the shock loading on the shafts. Salomon damper, it's called. And still have them today, really. But they had one of these balls in the apprentices' school, and they used to throw them at one another, and there were great big holes in the in the plasterboard, and people throwing this wretched thing had gone right through the plasterboard. Oh, terrible, terrible.